Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Woo! See's Blueface new music video, Baby Mama Drama, had a special guest appearance.
Oh, Lord.
You'll be shocked who it is.
And is Offset's Michael Jackson tat giving us tattoo or tattoo?
Also, Katy Perry sold her music catalog for a couple million. Also, joining us from Dallas, Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing fair to partly cloudy. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. All right, well, before we get to that, Katy Perry, HK, what you got?
Well, Kim Kardashian found herself in a parenting moment when she had to scold her 7-year-old son, Saint, for displaying inappropriate behavior to the paparazzi. Oh, now, the incident unfolded in the parking lot when Kim and her son were leaving a basketball game and paparazzi approached them, and that's when Saint flipped them the bird, followed by a laugh. Check it out.
And that wasn't very saintly, but can you blame them, though? Everywhere they go is paparazzi everywhere.
Absolutely.
And I know Kim probably feels like that makes her look like a bad parent or whatever, because she I would just act like I ain't see it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't think he should be scolded for this, because the paparazzi get on people's damn nerves. They will jump out of bushes. They don't care about putting your life in danger. All they care about is the picture.
I feel like it's natural at this point. You know how, like, people just kind of know
to,
like,
get it.
Yo, it's the on the way out delivery.
Yes, yes. He didn't do it in front of his mom disrespectfully.
My mom would have decapitated my finger then. How about that?
You know, it was a different time.
That was before Christ, Gary.
Yeah, that was like, that's way. And also, it looks like it grew back. So we're very happy for you.
You know that size, Tanner.
Wow. Wow. Okay, moving along. Looks like Krishan Rock is sticking by her man, Blueface.
Oh, wow.
So Krishan, along with her baby Krishan Jr., recently appeared in Blueface's new music video called Baby Mama Drama, of course.
Lord.
And fans are clutching their pearls when they saw Krishan and the baby in his video, especially all that drama that recently went down between the two online. Are you guys surprised?
You know what, Tanner? I just never know if this is real, if this is fake, if this is for the show. Has it all been for the show, just for entertainment for us? Do they really love each other? Do they not? Was he not there for the baby on purpose and really with another woman at the time? And why would she take him back if he did that and betrayed him when the baby was there? Maybe she just really loves him. Like, this is too much and it's too confusing for me. Like,
but you broke it all down.
Okay.
You did it. You just explained it all.
I need help. I need answers. Yeah. I don't know, yo.
It's giving me, like, Hollywood reality show producer vibes. Like, somebody is behind the scenes like, all right, yo, you're not going to be there for the baby's birth, but then we're going to get the kid in the music video.
This is, and that's too much. Recently being a new mom, like, this is too much on the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they not thinking about the peace and mind of the baby, or like the serenity? The baby needs calm, mm-hmm, and peace. Like, all this back and forth, like, I don't care what people say. Babies know when things aren't right, like with their parents or their mom. And like, this is just stressful to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of drama.
Because I believed everything that was happening, I thought the chances were more likely of him having the baby in the video versus that baby.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
here right.
we are.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Tattoo or
Well, y'all, Offset says he's keeping his giant Michael Jackson tattoo even though his wife, Cardi B, don't like it. So during a recent interview, Cardi shared that Offset's creepy MJ tattoo be staring at her doing sex, and it makes sexy time kind of awkward. Well, Offset wanted to give his fans a close-up shot of his MJ tat Cardi hates so much. The tattoo sits just above his left hip and depicts the King of Pop sporting creepy
wow.
cat eyes and flashing a smile, which fans will recognize from his iconic Thriller video, y'all. Ew.
This tattoo, guys.
Yeah.
Gary, you like this tattoo?
That tattoo is entirely too dark, first of all. I can't tell if that was Michael Jackson or Joe, but nevertheless, honey, it's a tattoo. That's what I'm gonna go with, honey.
I'm gonna say tattoo because I knew exactly who it was and what it was when I saw it, unlike some of these that we have on here. But I do feel Cardi B, like, because, like, when you, if you're doing certain things and you look up and you see that, it's like, gotcha. You know what I mean? The same way Mike looked in the video, man. Like, that's wild.
But to me, it shows who he really loved the most. He didn't even love Cardi, honey. He don't have no tattoo of her, so, baby, if I was her, I would file for divorce like the rest of these stars doing immediately, because that's not a good look, honey. Sorry.
Immediately. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, moving on. Seems like the OG queen, B. Little Kim's latest magazine cover has left fans a little confused and bothered.
Why?
So Kim graced the cover of Ebony's special edition celebrating 50 years of hip hop. Okay. And several social media users questioned why Kim's face and bodies were so photoshopped and heavily edited. One user said, they went overboard with the airbrushing. Another one said, now Ebony knows they need their butts whooped. Why they got Kimberly looking like AI? It's giving Lil' Kim cheap.
I love her heart-shaped face. She looks amazing. Her face has finally come into place. You know how they say it finally fell in? Now she's looking like herself. I think she looks amazing. Beautiful cover of Lil' Kim. Now she looks like Lil' Kim.
But she don't gotta do. I saw Lil' Kim at Yankee Stadium for like the 50 years of hip hop concert, and she looked phenomenal. I'm like, oh snap, Kim is back. Give me the poster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, I feel like, yo, you look good now. Like, you don't have to like go all digitized and like airbrush everything. Cause like, yo, Kim looking good.
Hey, Crack, I just saw a flyer of you and I hardly recognize you. It was kind of airbrushed, but I knew it was you though. So, but it looks nice.
I probably didn't see it or improve it. I really don't really do or need a lot of airbrushing, so.
Where did you see it, Gary?
I saw it online, honey. I was perusing online and I clicked.
You don't even know how to use your phone. You don't even know how to stroll the internet, Gary.
Okay. You got to look out for Gary's Google image search. You never know what he's looking for. Why is he Googling it? It's weird. All right, y'all. If you've been hot and cold on Katy Perry's music, you might change your tune when you hear this. Uh-oh. Okay, the California girl just sold her music rights to a company called Litmus Music.
Okay.
And she got, are you guys ready for this?
What?
$225 million.
Come on, Katy Perry.
Let's go.
That's what's up.
The deal covers the master recordings and publishing rights from the 5 albums she recorded between 2008 and 2020, which is basically all of her hits.
That's a good deal.
It just seems like those songs are so big. Even a record like California Girls, I imagine in 21, 23, there's gonna be like a reality show called California Girls.
Right.
And that's gonna be the theme song from it.
It might be, but they're not gonna make as much money as they already made.
Yeah, that's what
it's streaming now. It's kind of the whole same Diddy thing. Like when he's giving the money back, it's not going to make money anymore like it did before when it was a mega hit. Like the money is made. The bulk of the money is made from. So for her to get rid of it, that's awesome.
But my question is, my thing is, I bet your Bad Boy or So-So Def artists would never see that kind of money with, like this woman just saw in catalog.
Katy Perry sold way more records than a Bad Boy artist or a So-So Def artist, Gary. But if you knew anything about music, yeah, you would know that. Like, she's worth that much money. She sold that much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, in my book, Brad Funkified should get that kind of money, baby. I still say, I don't care what nobody say, Brad.
Didn't sell that kind of... Yeah,
but what if we rebranded it like a deodorizer?
Not even in overseas?
Right? And it's like the theme song for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, this house has been baptized in the funk. Then you start like, hitting it with the air spray and stuff like that. And then boom, commercial.
It could be, but I was very smart and I sold mine a while ago.
Gotcha.
And I got a nice chunk of change. Nah.
There you go.
So,
because it's never going to make as much as it made when it first came out.
Good, smart business, boys and girls. Well done, Katie.
Hustle on. Well, up next, one of Mario's fans just got replaced, and we got that crazy moment right after the break.
Yeah, man.
The Funkified as a house cleaning product.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, when R&B singer Mario sang, "You Should Let Me Love You," he meant that, y'all. And during a recent concert, Mario just so happened to pull a very unenthusiastic fan on stage to serenade her. And when she gave him very dry energy, he said, get somebody else to do it. Check this out.
Oh.
She was up there like, yo, I thought it was a Marion. Like, you can't go up there and freeze up. This is a moment.
You got to lean in, dance with him, have a good time.
Just act like you having a good time. If you're not, just act like it. You're on stage. She took your ass on the stage.
She did exactly what she was supposed to do. First of all, honey, she's not on the payroll. She went to the concert to hear him perform, not to be a part of his show. So she did exactly what she was supposed to do. I'm not mad. If I was her, I would sue him for public humiliation.
She shouldn't have went on stage. I mean, you can't play the person on stage. They're not gonna let you play them. It's their concert. Mm-hmm. They gotta give a good show. They ain't finna have people leaving saying, oh, did y'all see what that girl did to Mario? So he had to show them what he was gonna do to her.
Well, he should do like those other non-performers do it, like people that don't sing well or whatever, and have a prop, like head crack, you know, have a prop in the audience or whatever, somebody to be there, and then you bring them on the stage.
That's true, like, too. Like, you could have done that.
Bait person. But, Springsteen scenario.
Right. Mm. But that's not fun.
It isn't. Because, like, everybody wants to feel like they have a chance to be that person. Like, when Janet Jackson was hunching people across the country,
I wanted to be
that person. Anytime, any place.
Yes. All right, y'all, moving on, Gary. So we just don't report the mess, y'all. We have a heartwarming story about forgiveness. Oh. Now, y'all remember a few weeks ago when we talked about an up-and-coming celebrity barber legend calling out YK Osiris on social media for not paying her. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Well, the two have apparently made up, and they're even joking about it.
I'm a cash app you. I'm a cash app you, y'all. In 2024, January 1st.
2024, man.
That's too.
Extra tax on that one.
That's too long.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. She seemed very happy that she probably got her money and then that he came back. So that was pretty cool. And YK Osiris also doubled down on this reconciliation and said, let's get this understood. She didn't do nothing for clout. The man I am apologized to her and she forgave me. Let's get that understood.
I love it. I think this is so great. I think it says a whole lot about him.
I wouldn't have went back to her, damn it, after you didn't put me all out there in the press. When a person shows who you who they are, that's who they are.
Yeah, I just feel like I would have been scared to go back because, like, she would push your hairline back like George Jefferson.
Oh, no.
Just like, you know, you get like a spite haircut, you know what I mean? But,
Gary, have you never had a beef with somebody and then made up and been friends afterwards?
Yeah, hell, me and Brad just sitting next to her. Yeah, we've been all the time.
Wow.
I love you, Brad.
I'm saint to you, Gary.
All right, y'all. Guess which celebrity couple is doing the unthinkable, renewing their 10th year wedding vows. We'll tell you who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Look who just joined us.
Hi, Jesse. Woo, woo, woo.
Have you been here this whole time?
You know, I haven't. What happened this morning, it was a scheme that Todd set up. I had purchased an at-home Tesla charger, and I thought I had a good deal because it was $30.
Oh, no. Wait, no.
But when I ran out of charge...
At-home Tesla charger.
For $30.
That's why I said it's a scheme that Todd set up. Girl. So when I went to charge my car, it was a wall mount, so I was only on 1%. And then I had called the insurance people.
Honey.
And they had took over like 3 hours to get to
those things have to plug up to a circuit breaker power box. Yeah.
The more you know, we just informed everybody.
Yeah, y'all, so I'm sorry I'm late, but I made it.
Well, you know who else is making it, man? This couple right here, because with all the breakup news we had yesterday, I'm sure y'all gonna be happy to hear this. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen are going strong. Yeah. In fact, they celebrated their 10th wedding anniversary by renewing their vows. That their renewal was in Lake Como, Italy, which is where they originally got married. And sources said that they arrived by boat, and there was lots of flowers and dancing in a lakeside bar. Yes. And the guests, like, really balled out, had a good time. That's what's up.
Why we wasn't invited?
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, why we wasn't invited?
Because this guy.
Because you was too busy trying to charge your Tesla. Boo.
I promise y'all, they're gonna be divorced in another year.
No, Gary, we're not gonna let you do that. No, we're not gonna let you do that.
He seems like he's
been together for a long time. They are not sick of each other. Yeah. Whatever they're doing, it's working.
It's working.
And we're gonna applaud them because some couples don't make it and they're doing good. Okay?
Okay, enough of the feel-good stories, y'all. Gary, you might like this one. Enough of that feel-good stuff. Let's get back to dishing. Okay. Uh-oh. Now it's time for somebody in hot water.
Oh, Lord.
Former Real Housewives of New York star Bethany Frankel tried to do a good deed, tried to be a good Samaritan, and it backfired big time. Okay, so this is a lot, so stay with me, y'all.
Okay.
Apparently, Bethany gets tons of free makeup that she doesn't use.
Okay.
And she loves to shop at TJ Maxx.
Oh, wow.
So she filmed herself in the store giving one of her favorite cashiers, Consuela, a big bag of her makeup rejects, which she claimed opened but unused. Consuela said the company wouldn't allow her to accept it, but Bethany told her not to worry, that she would take care of it. Well, the internet roasted Bethany down. She took down the video and she posted a TikTok explaining the situation.
I'm in a lot of trouble and I think I'm being canceled.
And her former Housewives co-star Carol Radziwill commented, so much to unpack, but I'm not getting paid to do this any longer. But here, one word, hashtag white savior complex. Ooh. Woo!
Damn.
It was giving. What? It was definitely giving that, you know?
Come on, now, that, like, you gonna give Consuela half-used makeup during Hispanic Heritage Month? Uh-uh. Hell no. You need to be more alert of your surroundings. Come on now.
Consuela had the look on her face of someone who knew she was gonna get in trouble.
Come on. Yeah.
Just so cringy to me when somebody films themselves walking into some other business and there's an employee who probably gets paid by the hour.
Correct.
And, like, films themselves doing something nice that they think that this person would want.
Yeah.
It's like different if you like caught her in the parking lot and you're not filming it and you're
she's not at her job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that if I film something and I'm doing something special for somebody, I would like for it to motivate other people to do special things for other people. Yeah.
But you're not going to put the camera in, hey, Consuela, here go free makeup. Come on now. Exactly. No.
Me gusta.
No me gusta. Up next, during Hispanic Heritage Month, we're gonna go ahead and cast Thirst Trapping with Ricky Martin, right on time for Hispanic Heritage Month. Yes.
Lord,
so come right on back, y'all.
He don't want you, by the way.
I came right on time.
No, he don't want you.
He bangs.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, Jesse. Where you been?
Since when?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. That's right, we got one today. We're teaching Jesse Wu a lesson because this is about Ricky Martin. Mm. After recently splitting from his husband, Ricky is living la vida loca. That's right, Jesse.
He had a husband?
He ain't into you,
boo-boo. For a long time.
No, he had a man.
He had a man. All right, he shared these pics where he's laying out all natural with the caption, avoiding tan lines. Oh. Thank you. Oh. You're welcome. Jesse, is this a thirst trap?
Oh, my God. Oh, mi necesito vida loca de Ricky Martin. El sábado gigante.
What?
Wait, y'all gotta. So he really like the men's for real?
He's been Martin the whole time.
This is a thirst trap.
I'm immune to this trap, but he's trapped.
You sure is.
Ricky Martin just refuses not to be fine. How old is he now? I can't believe he plays for the 51. Ooh,
Ricky Martin is 51.
That's a good 51 right there. Yes, God. So you sure is he dedicated to the other
thing? Can you imagine how many women have thrown themselves at Ricky Martin over the years?
And maybe that's his game. You know what I mean? Like, what if he's like, oh yeah, I'm down how I'm down, and like there's nothing that could change me.
Wow.
And his chicks is like, hold my white claw.
Yeah.
And they running out there trying to get to it.
Modern problems, modern solutions.
Yeah.
You know what? I might be the person who could bring a change.
No.
We salute you on your future endeavors.
Yeah, like, keep running,
thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.